Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yesterday, a Tolo sent us this story out of the Texas Tribune. The eyes of Texas resurfacing again in Austin.
The Texas Tribune, Sean, did not want me to get a nap yesterday. It did not want you to get a nap either.
It looked like they didn't want you to sleep overnight either. You look half dead. Yawning, red.
Not yawning. Oh, you red? I have my eye allergies are killing me. Yeah, I've been putting eye drops in like crazy.
What it is. It's your allergies.
They wrote a bombshell of an article about how the boosters at the University of Texas so demanded that the eyes of Texas remain the school fight song that the boosters were threatening to pull their money.
Yeah. Part of the reason that like movies like Varsity Blues or Blue Chips are so interesting is because you see the we get to see what we think is the ugly side of recruiting and what happens behind the scenes. The real power brokers, the people who control things, right, for recruiting and for boosters and for donations, and the people behind the scenes that have the true say in the program. And that's what this article is about. That after the Longhorns lost to Oklahoma for the third time in a row, this was the quadruple overtime game, players walked off the field and kind of left Sam Ellinger, or Sam Ellinger decided to stay on the field for the playing of the Eyes of Texas. Now, in case you don't know anything about this story, during the spring and summer and the Black Lives Matter movement, Longhorn players and a lot of kids at the school said, "We want this song out of here." This was an era of player empowerment in sports, not just college sports, but everywhere. And kids were like, "We are going to decide what happens." And it felt like, whoa, these schools are being overrun. Remember the Oklahoma State? Mike Gundy got in trouble. He had to apologize. There was another running back who was very vocal locally. But it felt like an era of player empowerment. And these boosters in Austin did not like it.
No. And no public school has as many wealthy donors in this part of the world as the University of Texas. And you're right. You want to find a poor public school in college? Find one without a good football program. The ones with great football programs and great boosters are the schools that have money. A&M and Texas and Alabama and Florida, and those are public schools. You know, there are plenty of public universities, state universities, that don't have a ton of cash because the athletic department basically bankrolls the school. That's how big the money is now. You know, so that's why boosters basically run these schools now.
As for the song, in case you don't know, the reason why it's controversial to many, it's played to the tune, as you just heard of, "I've Been Working on the Railroad," was historically performed at campus minstrel shows, and blackface was involved in it, linked to a saying from Robert E. Lee. So a lot of history that some people find ugly with it.
Yeah, here's like the very, very, very dumbed-down, brief kind of how this thing started. 1902, Lewis Johnson was a student, wanted to create a school song. He played tuba in the band. He approached a classmate, they collaborated. One of the kids wrote a poem. They turned it into a song, and they said, we've got to figure out where to play this. They performed it at a minstrel show, a campus minstrel show. That's how the whole thing started. And the word, the term Eyes of Texas, Robert E. Lee said Eyes of the South to a guy who would become the president of Texas. He said, the eyes of the South are upon you, and the guy just switched it to Texas. So it kind of got all, that's how this whole thing got thrown together. Well, there's a lot of people who don't want it anymore. But a lot of the people that don't want it are not boosters, it appears.
Yeah.
Because the boosters, the boosters sent emails, Sean.
Yeah.
The boosters sent lots of emails. To the point where I was sitting here reading this and I was like, my goodness. And they redacted some of the names of this. Yeah. But I'm going to guess they were written by people named Adelaide and Clarabelle. Okay. All right. These emails, man. My good. I'm surprised they weren't written on letterhead, that they were actually using a computer.
There's one of them in here. And here's the thing about the feeling I get from some of these Longhorn boosters. They wouldn't care if their name was printed. They wouldn't care. They'd be like, go ahead, put it on there. We don't care. We're rich. We're powerful. And we are not going to have something that kept coming up in this article. We're not going to have the tail, right, wag the dog. That's something that kept coming up. They were disgusted and embarrassed that these kids at different colleges, including at the University of Texas, were having this say and able to control this song just getting eliminated. I'm going to go ahead and read some of the emails. And by the way, Tom Herman took the side of the players. Steve Sarkisian apparently has a decision to make, and it sounds like he's going to take a different approach. So it feels like right now in Austin they're going to make all these kids stand during this, and the band has said they're not going to play it anymore. Boosters called it disgusting, embarrassing, and disturbing that Ellinger was the only one out there. They want the school to stand up to cancel culture and firmly get behind the song. Otherwise, we're pulling our donations. Quote, my wife and I have given an endowment in excess of $1 million to athletics. This could very easily be rescinded if things don't drastically change around here. His name was redacted. Has everyone become oblivious who supports athletics? The Eyes of Texas is non-negotiable, said a season ticket holder since 1990. If it's not kept and fully embraced, I will not be donating any additional money to athletics or the university or attending any event. So the school president is dealing with all these threats, all these donations, all these gifts, all this money being threatened to be taken away and retracted from all these Longhorn fans who do not want that song touched.
And this article came out, the timing of this is interesting because the university is supposed to release a report this month based on their investigation into the history behind the song. And whether or not it's, you know, basically going to continue or recommendation to continue the song. And there's a lot of people on these emails that are saying that this investigation's a sham to begin with. But some of the emails here where they talk about, you know, UT, it's from Stephen Arnold. This guy's he was a UT law graduate. His name was in the email. UT needs rich donors who love the Eyes of Texas more than one crop of irresponsible and uninformed students and faculty who don't know what they're paid to do.
Woo! Mm. All right, here's the worst one. Here's the worst one from someone
get ready.
Who graduated in 1986. And this is the Texas Tribune's article on the Eyes of Texas, and they got their hands on all these emails that were sent to the school from very powerful boosters and former graduates. It's time for you to put the foot down and make it perfectly clear that the heritage of Texas will not be lost. It is sad that it is offending the blacks. As I said before, the blacks are free, and it's time for them to move on to another state where everything is in their favor.
Wow,
that was an email written. And at least two other people argued that because the black student population in Austin is small, their voices should not outweigh the larger wishes of the alumni base. Quote, less than 6% of our current student body is black. The tail cannot be allowed to wag the dog, and the dog must instead stand up for what is right. Nothing forces those students to attend UT Austin. Encourage them to select an alternate school now. Capital letters, N-O-W. Woo! All right. So now let's get into it.
When
opinion
I saw,
time.
First of all, when I saw that email, I was like, good God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I know. Right? I can believe it.
Although
I can believe it. Rich, white, entitled people. Now, look, we're not even going to have enough time for this discussion. But that type of mentality, like, when you're writing the blacks in your email, I feel like you got stuck in an old time period, my friend. You got left behind a long time ago. So there's 50 different things to talk about here. Putting an end to cancel culture, thinking cancel culture went too far, having a ton of love and pride for your school. Because to me, I can't identify with this. I didn't go to a sports school. Troy did A&M. RJ did Tennessee. I don't have this school song that I can recite. I don't have these traditions. I don't have this diehard following for my program because we had a little bit of a soccer team and the former Virginia coach, Jeff Jones. So part of me was like, wow, I'm kind of jealous, and I respect the love and passion that these fans and these boosters have. On the other side, I'm like, all this over a damn song? Like, are you willing to lose recruits? Are you willing to lose talent because of your school song? You're unwilling to compromise, and you're unwilling to recognize that the past history of it bothers students and young players on your football team, not just on the football team, but throughout the campus, and you don't care. You're not willing to give. You're not willing to adjust. You want to go ahead and come across in some instances as a racist yourself because you're not willing to change a few words and lyrics over music. What are we talking about here? And then on my other side, I'm like, well, dang. You know, this is tradition. This is why it's the Texas Longhorns. And a lot of other college football programs would probably do the same thing with old school boosters.
Well, look, and this is my
and
big
new school and new school. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, because we had to figure out, and we still have to figure out, where the line is of what needs to change in terms of historical references and traditions versus where it's like going too far. You know, we hit a point where it was going too far. And we said that with the Texas Rangers article. And do you want to come after the Dallas Cowboys? And we're canceling TV shows. Like, so that line right there, that's why this is such an amazing discussion.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go to the University of Texas. If they want to change a song, great. I have no connection to it. If they change Rocky Top, if somebody, I'd be upset. Like, it's Rocky Top. Like, that's a song. It's not even our school fight song. It's not even our technical school fight song. They just play it all the time.
So if they changed it for whatever reasons, I don't know the origins. And I don't know the words.
It's a song that was just an actual song they just adopted, a regular song.
Would you feel compelled to write or tweet or go off about it or change your support of the program in any way? Be honest.
No, I'm going to support the program regardless of what they do. But I'd be upset if they changed it. But I'm going to support the program regardless. It's my school, which for better or worse. But here's my question. Now, Troy, help me here, because you know I have followed the story a lot, and I have obviously followed college football a ton. What is the difference between the Eyes of Texas and Texas Fight? Because it's the same song. Is one just faster? Because Texas Fight is their technical fight song. But it doesn't even say the Eyes of Texas at all in it.
Yeah, that is true. But bottom line, doesn't matter what the difference is. The basis of everything is just what this song is doing to people. I mean, this is the way I look at it. And like Sean said, I went to Texas A&M, so I could easily fire shots here at Austin and what they're doing, but I'm not going to. Because guess what? It happens at Texas A&M, too. It happens at Baylor. It happens at Texas Tech. There is forms of racism and in the past at many of these colleges here in this great state of Texas. But at the same time, you have to pick your battles. And what battles you do pick, you're not going to have one person pull the other person on one side and the other person on one side pull the other person on that side. You have to come to a mutual agreement about what you want to do in this topic and with this subject. If you want to keep the song because it means so much to you, your family, your tradition with that school, that's fine. But you have to, at the same time, respect those that do not want to stand for that song, that do not want to remain on the sideline, that do not want to be a part of that song. It's about mutual respect, not pulling one another to each other's side.
What's the fan text saying, Choppy, at 877-881-1053?
Blowing up, as expected. One person says, this is funny because they, you could say it's just a song, and that could be said to both parties.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say that.
If you're saying, no, keep the song. Why? It's just a song. If you're saying, get rid of the song, it's offensive. Why? It's just a song. Like, you could say it to both parties. That same argument can be made. Another one, history there, not to be erased, but to remind us not to make the same mistakes again. Another one, keep the song, allow the players the right to leave the field. Yeah. It's not about the song, it's about the ideology of the university or the boosters. The song's not racist, it's that people used to wear blackface where it was first performed. Which, I mean, that's fair. It was performed at the minstrel show. That's pretty fair. It is, and they're going to release their report this month, expected this month to release their report on their findings of, you know, whether or not it.
What's the report supposed to be about? I'll tell you the results of the report as soon as you explain what it's supposed to be about. Well, who's conducting the report?
It's a professor at the university with a team of 24, 25 other people. There's emails about the professor conducting the report.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know what the report is going to find or which side they're going to end up on, but this ain't going away.
It won't matter. It's not going to matter. No report is going to change the opinion and minds of these boosters who don't want the song change. Well, I mean, what is the right answer? If you were the president of the University of Texas, what do you do? If you tell the boosters, we're going to play the song, but the kids, we can't chain them on the field. You can't chain them on the sideline to make them sit there and recognize it. So option A, we can play the song and make the kids stand there, or we can give the kids the option to not recognize it. Are you willing to lose recruits and talents over this? I mean, there's a chance that you will. Are you willing? Is your principle and refusal to bend to cancel culture or the wants and requests of these kids, is that stronger than wanting to get the best talent on the field for the Longhorns to win? Because there's a chance that you lose a recruit or some talent over something like this. Because even though it's the University of Texas, there's a label from this story of old, white, rich people who want to force their ideology down your throat, whether you want to accept it or not. You don't have the freedom or choice to accept it or not.
Look, what do I do? I don't know.
And risk losing all that money, all those millions that come into your program.
I don't think that you would necessarily. I think you have a greater chance of losing boosters than you do recruits. That would not impact my decision, though. My decision cannot be impacted by money or players. Can't be.
I don't know if you were born 2 hours ago, but.
Doesn't
that's
matter.
The way the world of sports works. That's the way the world works.
I understand your decisions.
You're not sounding like you understand. I mean, everything is based off money.
If you're the president of the university and you're the president of both the alumni and the student body. Okay, you can't base your opinion, your judgments off of money and football. You can't base it off the student body that's current or just the alumni. It's both. Whose university is it? Is it the students that are currently there or the alumni's or everyone's? It's everyone's. So you can't base it off the alumni's money, and you can't base it off this current student body. Okay, you can't base it off the football players or the money. You make the decision that makes both parties unhappy.
Which
that's
is?
What you do, which is change the name of the song and keep the song tune. You keep the I've Been Working on the Railroad, and you change the name of the song to whatever. And you make both people pissed off. And that's a perfect negotiation. When everybody leaves unhappy, you know you've made the right decision.
Troy, what do you think? Autoflex CC Fan Text open as well, 877-881-1053.
That song ain't going nowhere. That song is right. Why are they putting together a report? Is that just to kill time and hopefully that it goes away and everyone just ignores it and finds something else to be mad about? That song is not going away because money speaks louder than a movement in this case. So that song is not going anywhere. And RJ's right. If that song stays and football players leave, that's fine. There'll be a whole nother crop of guys that will come there because it's Texas. It is the premier school. Oh, hurts saying that as an Aggie. It is the premier school in this state. So kids are going to go there either A, because the song doesn't affect them, B, because, well, the song does affect them, but they can ignore it, or C, they don't care either way. They just want to play football for a major program.
Do either of you guys kind of respect the boosters, like, psychotic approach towards this of, if you mess with that song, then I'm out and the money's out? Like, do you respect like that passion and dedication, or you roll your eyes over, you know, them being unwilling to budge and make such a big deal over some words and a rhythm?
No, I don't have much respect for racists. That's kind of a thing I've been known to do for about 42 years now. No, there's absolutely no respect. After reading those emails, especially the one where the guy was like, "Hey, if you don't stand up for that song, I'll tell you what, boy, you ain't gonna get a job here in Texas." Man, that is clear racism right there. There's no ounce of respect for any of those boosters.
You know, at the end of the day, I think if I'm the school president, I have to decide what I think is right, and then I live with the consequences. Just simplify things. Do I think that this song has to be changed? Do I think that this song is offensive? Do I think that this song needs to be altered? And if I do think that based upon my student body, then I alter it, I change it, and there'll be a new generation of boosters. There'll be younger people.
As the fan text says, these boosters will be dead in 15 years.
Yeah, they'll be dead in 15 years, and there'll be a new generation. You people on both sides have money. People who think that we need to erase history and adjust it have money, and people who think we need to keep it and don't change anything and stop being oversensitive, they have money too. So I think when it comes down to decisions like this, man, make the decision that you believe in first and foremost, and then you got to apologize to one side. Sorry, this is what we think is right. This is what we're going with, and if you don't like it, take a hike. If you don't like it, go play somewhere else, and if you don't like it, go donate somewhere else, because we're the University of Texas, and you're not the only ones with money that graduated from here. And that's the way I would go about it. What I believe deep down, whether I need to change it, whether it's offensive, whether I need to adjust it, and then we go from there, and we live. We play and we live.
And I do not know what they're going to wind up doing.
I do.
What?
Troy's right. Troy's absolutely right.
They're going
to
keep it?
That song is staying.
Wait. What did you say?
I said that song is staying.
Damn it.
Troy,
yeah,
was,
the
no,
song,
I said
the,
Troy is right. That song is staying, and the football team will be standing up, acknowledging it. That's my prediction.
Yeah, the song is staying. I wonder if they're going to change the words, the name, anything like that. I think you're right, though. The song is not going to go anywhere.
Because you had some creative alumni saying, look, let's let's just rewrite the lyrics. Like, let's rename the song to The Might of Texas. The Might of Texas is upon you. Hail the orange and white. The Might of Texas is upon you. Together we will fight. Another one said, do your best to be a Texan from night till early in the morn. The skies of Texas are above you till Gabriel blows his horn. So, like, some...
Thank you, John Legend.
This is just creativity from some open-minded people saying, just change the parts that some of the players find offensive. So you get to keep the basis of your song, but they're just those people. We're not giving in to cancel culture. We're not going to let these young punks who don't have the money that we do control our university and change our history. And that's the fight that the school has on its hands between a rock and a hard place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.